Frank Frangie here. Kuhn Flowers has moved their former Ponte Vedra location to Sawgrass Village. And when I need to send a floral arrangement for any reason, I know I can really count on Kuhn. Call 398-8601, kuhnflowers.com.
This is the Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
Didn't have to spend much time with show prep.
I've been in meetings all day. What's been going on? Jalen back hurt still?
Wow. Oh, now you know he went and got that healed, man. No doubt about that. He'll be playing this weekend.
Pending physical.
Yeah. Yeah, that physical is going to show nothing wrong.
No scar tissue, no inflammation.
Just needle marks from the what was the back thing?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Acupuncture.
I was going to call it pincushion.
I wanted to make sure I was clear with the needle mark. I am not accusing him of doing any drugs that require needles.
Hey, man, listen.
O-S-T-A-R-I-N-E.
Oh, Jalen, man. Jalen.
It just reminds me of the best time, best of time in Jag history, recent history, and it was gone.
It's gone.
It is gone.
It's gone. Bump him. That's the Duval way, right?
Yeah.
I mean, however you feel about him, he ain't here no more.
Can I be honest with you? Just ever since I've seen it.
Well, don't lie to us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to Jalen you. I don't want to be here, but I'm here. I'm impressed with it. I'm tired. But I've been looking at my social media, and I guess I'm just a different type of person. Like, things I say I don't care about, I'm just like, oh, man, that sucks. All right, man, whatever. On to the next thing. But, like, man, people are like, I don't care. We didn't need you anyway. Like, they really sound like one of my exes.
Dude.
Like, fans are like, it's cool, guy. Like, just
people are hurt,
let's not
man.
Go to the extremes with our hurt where we say a lot of things that we don't mean.
People are hurt.
Like, people have been waiting 4 weeks to say this.
But no, they haven't been waiting. They've been
yes,
saying,
they have.
They've been saying
they've been,
James, people,
they've been waiting for finality. And now
exactly.
It's final. But I
people
mean,
don't,
we've been saying
people
this.
Don't say anything about the girl that they didn't like that left them. People only talk about the girl that they really like that left them.
If she's ugly, you are like, okay, deuces.
Yeah, thank God. And you say nice things about her.
But the
one that you really liked, man, you're gonna talk yourself into something. You're gonna talk yourself into hating them. And I don't hate.
I just don't.
Jalen.
I don't know. I guess I mean players play, man.
I do care.
Like if we a player, we the Jags, man.
No, I do care. I'm not going to sit here and say I don't care because I do care. And you know what I care about?
What?
Just the state of the game right now. That's for me.
Everything changes. This is what people said when free agency started. I mean, it is what it is. No. Everybody can't do what Jalen did.
There's been several tries.
You can try all day.
Yeah, Antonio Brown is begging now.
But see what I'm saying. Antonio Brown played his cards way wrong. You're 30 years old, bro.
Call me Mr. Big Chest.
Like,
no, I'm not making this specifically about Jalen. I'm just saying I hate because in hindsight now, Jalen walked up to us, like we've talked about this a million times, in training camp.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody even asked him the question.
That's funny, man. It was the most hilarious thing I've ever seen.
I mean, this dude's been planning this since the end of last year. And he was waiting on an opportunity, and Coughlin got in his feelings a little bit, and there's my opportunity. Now I'm going to make a big deal about
this.
But
here's the beautiful thing in all of this. Coughlin, hard ass, everybody talks about it. I ain't got no problems with that. Now it's kind of one of those things where he gets to look at it like, man, maybe I shouldn't have stood my ground. Maybe that one curse out might have got me fired or early retired. If he didn't like doing his job, he wouldn't do this.
Well, there's
so I don't
the story.
Want to hear that part.
Well, we're a standard ground state. So
there's the story
no, yeah,
right there. The story is very simple. The story is Jalen didn't want to be here. The Jags got as much as they possibly could for Jalen. Okay? Like, people can say, well, they shouldn't have traded him. Well, why shouldn't they have traded him? Like, he didn't want to be here. They weren't going to get any – you had to get something for him. They got as much as they could.
Mm-hmm.
So the real story is who's going to make those picks.
Yep.
Because if you bring in a very capable GM and you bring in the right people, then okay, then 5 years from now you can look back and you can compare. Where's Jalen's career and where are these dudes that we got, right? If you keep who you got now, then it doesn't matter.
That's very honorable and an honorable way to think. If I'm Dave Caldwell, I'm not thinking honorable because I know I'm not making them 2021 picks.
If you're Dave Caldwell, you didn't have a choice, though. Because what happened is the minute that Jalen didn't play Sunday, I would bet anything on this.
That Shad went ahead.
Shad went straight to Dave and said, you better have this done by the time we have practice Wednesday.
I wish I could believe that. And that's not me not believing Shad's good at whatever he does. Because if I could believe this, Shad would have told TC to shut the hell up. If he was that direct.
Oh, I think he did.
No, I'm saying, but like before this really got to the shut the hell up and make it up, or that's your job. If he's as direct as get on the phone after he doesn't play, like, because I already know what probably happened. TC reminds me of my grandmother. She's tough as nails. And at one point in her life, she had teeth. She's got dentures now. She still has teeth. I'm going to rephrase this. She still has some teeth. But when I say teeth, that means like she had bark and bite.
Right.
He doesn't have it, and he's still trying to act like he does. And it's probably partially because us as a fan base keeps giving this Godfather theme. And he's not.
I don't know who's still doing that, though.
Oh, not us in the media. I mean, in the fan base, this was really just like, to me, I'm like, he didn't tell Tom to apologize. I think if Tom would have tell and apologized,
oh no, he didn't.
Jalen would have probably liked that a little bit.
He didn't tell Tom. It wouldn't have mattered what they did, bro. You know that. You know it would not have mattered one bit what they said or what they did or anything. Jalen was out. Jalen saw the opportunity. Gonzo. Bottom line. You're not going to figure out who a winner in this thing is. Right now, everybody's a winner because nobody knows what the future is, or everybody's a loser, however you want to phrase it. But at the end of the day, dude didn't want to be here. You got something for him. What other way is there to look at it? And by the way, how the hell is LA going to pay this man? I mean, I'm assuming they're going to.
LA is the only franchise that they have the best cap guy.
Do they though? Because now what's going to happen? Seriously, how much are they going to have to let go to pay him? He's not getting 125 mil.
No, what I mean is that they've been figuring it out. Like,
you know that note comes due with everybody though.
Eventually, all good things come to an end.
I mean, because it doesn't do us any good to look at their salary cap this year, right? So let's go to 2020 because he's going to want to deal this offseason, right?
What if he doesn't?
Well, then why did they trade picks? I mean, they just gave up two first-rounders for somebody who may not be there in 2 years?
No, I mean, that's not what I mean. What I mean is maybe he's legit just okay. Like, maybe he realizes that he'll sign later on, but there might be a different type of bag he's looking for.
He's been about that money the whole time, bro.
Yeah, but the money, the one thing I just try to stress because, I mean, I don't think people realize how big some of these guys' marketing checks are. But for Jalen, the reason why he did the Brinks truck wasn't because partially because he's a show me guy. But the other side of it is he likes money.
Dude. Hold on. This is crazy. Okay, I've got the Rams salary cap for 2020 up. Really, all they have signed for 2020? So that's the year all this stuff comes due. They have Jared Goff, who's a $36 million hit. Aaron Donald is 25. Todd Gurley, Brandon Cooks, Robert Woods, Tyler Higbee, Rob Havenstein, Clay Matthews, Eric Weddle. Like, everybody else that's – anybody's not there.
So it's going to be a
– they're going to have, like – and what's crazy is if you count Jalen into that cap hit, you're going to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do you want to count Robert Woods at $9 million?
No? Sure.
You want to? Okay. You're going to have 5, 6. 6 guys that are taking up – over $110 million on your cap. and six guys. Were they going to start playing both ways?
Basically, old man football.
That was the first thing I thought when I heard, because the rumor of the Rams, I mean, what, mid-afternoon? Started floating around?
Yeah.
And I almost tweeted out, and I'm glad I didn't. I'm like, y'all are crazy. There ain't no way the Rams can do this. And then sure enough, it's like, wow. Because it's not like, I mean, they have to re-sign him. They gave up two first-round picks. You don't do that if you're not going to re-sign the guy. Do you? And also, you don't do that if you're not certain you're re-signing the guy. Y'all remember when Jalen got the flu? Where did he go?
He went to L.A.
To L.A.
But he wanted to go film a commercial.
Have we seen that commercial?
It doesn't come on like that, bro.
I want to see it.
It takes a while. Like,
I want to see it. It's dated and stamped. Yeah. I'm calling collusion, bro.
It took 2 months for them to make mine.
I'm calling collusion, James.
Yeah, I can dig it. I'm just saying, it just takes a little bit of time, bro.
Calling collusion. Fly out there with the flu. Then you sign there 3 weeks later. So, I mean, that's kind of where I stand, man. Is it's just, if you're going to tell me that Dave Caldwell and or Tom Coughlin is going to be in charge of these next two drafts, nah, I'm good. Mm. I'm good. If you're going to tell me that you're bringing in, if you're Shad Khan and you're going to, and you say, hey, close doors, James, he's saying, I'm about to drop the Brinks truck on the best of the best front office. Proven. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, that's cool. But we won't know a winner till we'll know on the what Monday after the football season ends.
Right.
Is that when it all happens usually?
Black Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll know then. If that Monday, whatever that Monday is, there's not massive changes made, then come back to October 15th and go, well, we lost that trade. Let me grab a phone line here. You want to turn this up a little bit, JJ? Daniel, how you doing, man?
Good.
Go ahead. Daniel. You're on.
Hey.
Daniel, you're on air, bro.
Hey, yeah, I just want to talk about Jalen Ramsey. I think this all happened when Nick Foles went down. I think his manager said, look, you can do better in a better market. I think this is all about market. It's not about him not wanting to play for the Jaguars or any injury or that he's not being treated well. I think the whole thing with the confrontation he had with the coach had nothing to do with it. I think it was all premeditated to get him out of here and get him in a market to where.
Well, he didn't decide this market, though, Daniel. He didn't get a say so in this market. They could have traded him anywhere.
He didn't want to be traded
until Nick Foles went down.
Oh.
Then he wanted to be traded.
You're saying like he saw that, okay, look at these losers.
He saw that, oh, this is not going to go anywhere. He didn't know Gardner Minshew was going to do anything. He didn't know anything. This was all put into plan. Nick Foles went down. You're a superstar. You don't need to be in this market. You're a big fish in a small pond, and now he's going to go to Los Angeles. And you know what? He may just fail because now he's a small fish in a big pond.
All right, Daniel. Appreciate it, man. I can't rock with that.
Luke Jokel, Blake Bortles, Dante Fowler, Jalen Ramsey. What do they all have in common?
Well, I mean, everybody knows. Last first-round pick.
They're all amazing players.
I mean,
they're all high draft picks. They're all 9 in Jacksonville.
And all of them but one sucked.
But Dante Fowler.
Dante Fowler's legit, man.
He found him. Yeah. See, again, it's just like Blake's kind of infected their culture. They weren't losing until Blake got there.
Oh, L.A.?
Yes.
I mean, Jokel wasn't any good. You weren't going to re-sign him.
He can't be worse than, like, the movement.
Yes, Jokel was one of the worst offensive linemen in the history of football.
Oh, without a doubt, he was a turnstile, but as a tackle. But, like, Denny says, it's not his fault they drafted him where they drafted
no.
him. No. They could have bumped him inside at guard, like I think happened to him in Seattle, and we could have got
lasted
a year.
1 year.
We could have got another year out of him.
He lasted 1 year. I think he's out of the league.
At least he didn't trip somebody. We hired a guy who literally tried to trip one of our players. That was his blocking technique.
Wow.
It's bad offensive linemen here.
Yeah, he's a former
okay.
American football
See,
offensive
this is,
guard.
Okay, I'm going to – yeah, is that what it says?
That's what it says on Wikipedia.
1010 XL text line built by Lifetime Enclosures. Like, all right, we'll get to a lot of these. But listen, 343 says new billion-dollar stadium revenues. They'll restructure and give everyone bonuses. They can't do that. There's this thing called the salary cap.
Restructure everybody?
You can't do that, 343.
Oh, man. I mean, my eyes hurt, man. I didn't even read it. I just, like, do people, like, when they just.
I'm with James when it comes to the caller saying, and Denny, when you said that you don't think he had any say of where he's going to go, I think that's silly to think that.
Why?
Because
Nobody's
the other team has
trade.
To know
yes.
that he's willing to sign a contract extension there.
Or just come. You're right. I'm with the extension, but like if sign me the Buffalo, I'm gonna sit here just like I'm doing now.
Okay.
It's cool if the Jags can get it. I agree
no,
with
I got you.
You.
I
but
understand.
Nobody's gonna come and say, "Hey, Jacksonville,
here's
I'm so excited to have Jalen who's sitting down and not playing with you guys." Here's everything.
You said yesterday all 31 teams called.
They all 31 teams okay. called.
I mean, Jalen didn't have any say so on who offered trades.
No. That's not the part. You're right. All 31 teams called. All 31 teams said, we're willing to give something. But here's what happens. If
they talk to Jalen's people yeah. and they say, are
no,
you
they
have
that.
To talk
I'm
to
not
David.
An idiot.
And if David, David says, great. That's great. I'm glad you and Jacksonville have talked about something. But let me tell you how this is going to work.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is Jalen couldn't say, and if they did, then that's what I was saying about the trip to L.A. That's against the rules. Jalen couldn't be reaching out and saying, hey, y'all call the Jags.
No, I don't think it went like that.
No, I mean, I understand what y'all are saying, but it's not like Jalen set in motion to go to L.A.
No, I don't think it's like that. AD Lakers type, you know, collusion. But I do believe that he had a say-so of which teams they were able to trade him to for certain. And, like, you kind of saw
well,
that
what
through
you mean by
the
say-so, though.
Just through the leaks, like the last few days up to a week, I mean, it really seemed like it was just the Eagles and the Rams. And so to me, that makes me think Jalen was cool with going to either the Eagles or the Rams.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. I don't know. I don't know. Here's a fact about this whole thing.
Yeah, we don't have too many facts right now.
The fact is, everybody's lying.
True.
Everybody. And we said this.
Except the show.
We said this the very first show after he demanded the trade. Everybody messed up. Nobody handled this the right way. Not Jalen, not his agent, not the Jags, not Shaq Khan, not Tom Coughlin. None of them handled it the right way.
Are you saying giving Jalen his own press conference?
Oh, my gosh.
To come and tell everybody.
What a nightmare that
was. That
was
awesome.
That was Denny that said that giving Jalen his – Denny and JJ that said giving Jalen his own press conference was ill-advised. I personally like the fried rice and the beef and broccoli chicken – beef and broccoli with the bourbon chicken in the press box. It was not James Coleman. I believe Jags PR handled this the best possible way that you could ever handle it. And I have no critiques.
I don't have a media pass. Anyway.
Matter of fact, I think Tom Coughlin is getting entirely too much heat about all of this.
And James trying to get field passes now.
Yeah, I just don't want to lose my.
He
my
wants
freedom,
to be the guy before
pass.
The game. Dude. Yeah.
I'm really just trying not to lose my pass. I don't. I like going to these games right now.
Let me grab one more caller, and then we've been going for a while. We got to take a break. Let me grab John. John, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just want to know this. So when are you guys really actually going to start blaming the front office because in the last
What the hell have you been listening to, bro?
You're talking about us?
We just spent 20 minutes.
No, bro. I'm saying this here. In the last 10 drafts, and I'm going back to the old days outside of this regime here, name me a top 10 pick, Jacksonville and pick, that actually worked out between Luke Jokel and the rest of the group.
We just went over this.
I just read.
We literally just went over this.
I just read the last three, and you were right. We're on the same page. Like, we're on your side, bro. Like, they suck.
Wait a minute.
I want to make sure. Hold on. Who's wait a minute. PR doesn't suck.
Get rid of the regime.
Just, I got to try.
John, we're not arguing with you, but why are you calling us out on this when we just went over this?
John, I just don't want to lose my press pass, man. And the parking is great, and it's a lot of good stuff that goes into this. But I agree with you. The front office, just there's a lot of things that could be not desired. This was the best guy we've had. This is the best guy we've had, and we've lost
him. Yo, my last question to you, James, and Dan, is this why is Dave Caldwell or Tom Coughlin still having their job right now? And I'll take it off the air.
Tom Coughlin is amazing at his job. He does great things. Especially for an old guy, elderly, I believe elderly people have a place in the workplace.
No, seriously, here's the reason why they sell the job.
John is so aggressive.
I know. Like, energy, John. Easy.
I was like, did I not just say,
did we just dream this? We had brownies in the parking lot, but we're like, never mind. Here's the real answer, and everybody already knows this. Here's the real answer why all these guys have jobs. It's 2017. As a fan, you can't blame them for having jobs right now. They went to the AFC Championship.
And the 2017 pick lost all of his guarantees, so he very well could be gone next year, too.
Yeah.
Four straight, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
You can't put that on the Jags.
They did the research.
You can't put that
They
on
knew
the
he
Jags.
Was crazy. He was just – you think he just started running off the bench trying to fight people in the middle of the game when his teammate was clearly not getting beat up? He didn't run off the bench for that same teammate when he was running all over us with Houston.
Anyway, the answer to the question is 2017. That's why they're still here. All right, you're not going to fire somebody 1 year removed from AFC Championship when they had a ton of injuries. Those are all facts. They had a ton of injuries last year. You're not going to fire them.
Oh, I got – all right. So Facebook Live is telling us probably why John called. It's not – we're like the last line of defense.
Okay.
And people are just kind of listening to us.
Okay.
It's really, they've been listening all day.
Okay.
And to quote David Crawford, if you listen during the day, it's like Jalen personally slapped some of these guys' moms.
Well, that's all fine and good, but dang, John.
I'm just thinking he just grouped, when he says y'all, he's not talking about us. He's talking about all of us. We're all lumped in.
I ain't going to sit here and be called you people. It's not happening.
Just because
James.
We all look the same?
Yes. Well, John.
All but two.
Because we got headsets on?
No.
Hey, I actually like this question on the text line.
First break.
Yeah.
Crap.
How do y'all think the Jags front office should have handled the Ramsey situation? That's actually a great question. We'll get to that coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is The Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits.
Before we get into...
Well, I got to get the ABC stuff. And we
get the ABC and the humidor.com because I need some smokes.
Hey, why are you trying to throw stuff?
My bad. I was trying to put the top one.
You angry?
Yeah.
First John, now you.
Jeez.
Jalen.
All I did was mention ABC and he's trying to throw this 80-ounce Starbucks water at me.
Jalen's gone, man.
What were you going to say before we get to anything? What do you got to do?
It's just time for FSU Twitter to stop acting like we haven't taken our share of ass whoopings in the last decade. Like, ass whoopings have happened with Florida. I'm not saying accept it.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying like
really going to FSU now?
No, I'm just saying we were talking about Baloo during the break. And Baloo's trolling about Wake. Like, Wake hasn't whooped our ass in this last decade.
Oh.
Like Clemson whooped our ass. I mean, teams that nobody really heard of that have whooped FSU's ass and then everybody heard of. Wake Forest.
How dare you say people haven't heard of Wake Forest?
No, I'm not just saying Wake Forest. But when Louisville, whooped our ass. Nobody knew who the hell they were or Teddy Bridgewater was. Jimbo made him. Jimbo made them very popular and famous.
I thought that was Lamar Jackson.
My bad. Teddy Bridgewater was before him.
You were racist. Right?
They're all black.
I know.
Black guy. With
one has two gloves, one doesn't.
Yeah, just, you know, fast black
I have guy. No idea what we're talking about. So,
bottom line is, guys, ass whoopings have happened. Like, stop acting like we haven't been on the wrong side of it. And just pray it doesn't happen anymore.
So. I have no idea how we just got right from Jalen Ramsey
now, let's talk
being
about
traded to FSU taking ass whoopings. Well,
like, Jax took it in my IMHO, the Jax took an ass whooping in that trade.
I thought that was just a legitimate haul for what they were facing. Like the guy who was like forcing himself out. I thought it was decent.
The NFL's called not for long.
Fact.
That is entirely too long for us to figure out if we'll have that. This roster could be imploded by that time.
But what did you want them to do?
I would have liked them to do what the Rams – was it the Rams? Or who's the team that just traded their all-pro corner to the Ravens?
That was the Rams.
So, I mean, you know what I would like them to do?
What
the Rams
did. Bro, they got like a fourth rounder.
Yeah. They got a first rounder as well.
He's in his last year of his deal.
You sure? I thought they got a first rounder and a player.
Absolutely not.
No.
They didn't? It was just a first rounder? Okay. No. Well, maybe I wanted them to do what the Ravens what the Ravens rumored to want to get for Jalen. Hunter Hurst Helmsley. What was he got? Hunter Hurst
Helmsley. And I believe it was first, right?
Yeah, two
or
first
and a second, maybe.
Like, we need a tight end because that's what Gardner Minshew likes to throw to.
I mean, from what y'all said last segment, I mean, you can't really have it both ways. If you're going to tell me Jalen had to basically approve the trade.
That's what I said. That's why I think
Jaylen
they got a good haul out of it.
I thought Jalen would have gone, but obviously he's going to LA.
Yeah, do you know what they got from Marcus Peters?
No, what did they get?
A fifth rounder.
I knew it was something weak.
Yeah.
And some Starburst.
That's a Carlos Hyde special right
now,
there.
No, I'm with you, JJ. Like, given the circumstance, like, I actually tweeted out, good job, Jags. They waited a month. They didn't jump at the first thing. And we said all along, two first-rounders, right?
Correct.
At a minimum. They got that plus a fourth-rounder. Given the circumstance, I don't know
and
what they could have
what?
Done differently.
The Rams aren't going to make the playoffs this year.
Well, that's the bigger thing. Like, everybody's still got the Super Bowl Rams in their head. You want to talk about a front office that's on the verge of massive screw-ups? Bro, they just gave Gurley a ton of money. They just gave Goff a ton of money.
Both suck.
Both are terrible right now. There are people in L.A. talking about starting Blake Bortles. Yes.
Get out of here, man.
They just don't even know.
They have no idea.
Skedaddle.
Yeah, they have no idea. Yeah. I mean, it's – anyway – get to ABC. Get to ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. Get you some liquor drinks. Get you some good stuff. It's cooling down a little bit. I personally would just go straight to the bourbon section. That's what I would do. That's what I do. And then go to thehumidor.com. Get you some good cigars.
Did Leon ever give you your bourbon?
I actually owe him. Because I gave up points. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I actually owe him.
Gotcha.
I got to do that. I think I may have drank the bottle that I had earmarked for him, actually, Saturday night. It's all right. I'll get him another one. The question came in on the 1010XL text line, built by Lifetime Enclosures, and we'll get to some of these. We're getting a ton. I promise you we'll get to some. How should they have handled this is essentially what it was, right?
Yes.
And I think that's a good question because I don't know – what the answer to that is. Like, if first off, you got to say, okay, when did this all start? And I believe it started a couple years ago. I don't think this is a recent thing. He's been griping about coaching. He's been griping about everything since he got here. So what could they have done differently? Or was this just a place he didn't want to be for the past couple years? And if that's what it is, that's okay. Like I said earlier, Coughlin's here, Caldwell's here, Marone's here because they went to the AFC Championship game in 2017. What did you want them to do? Did you want them to fire him? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like basketball, LeBron can get away with that because there's five players.
And he's LeBron.
He can literally take over games.
Right. Jalen, all they really got to do is not throw to one player. And you know what I mean? and you can't take it over. You can affect it, but you can't take it over. I don't know what the Jags could have done differently. If you're talking about this year specifically,
I can't, like, to be honest with you, here's what the Jazz could have done differently. Listen to their players, not Jalen, but in general. Like Jalen's not the only player that has a problem.
Like who?
I would say, like, he's not here, but, I mean, we know Jeremy Parnell didn't have the greatest idea of the front office. We know Malik, theoretically, might not have had the greatest idea of the front office. Numerous other players that we can't say who are still under this front office, there is a consistent theme. I don't understand why people think like.
But when you
like,
say listen, what do you what did you?
What I mean is like listen, like we don't like this. We don't like this tyrant. Now, granted, when it wins, when you win, it works,
right?
But you also lost, and due to injuries, that second year, and you made no changes, and you came out this year. Now, granted, Nick Foles didn't get hurt because of the way you ran practice, and by all means. The practice might have been too easy.
Right. I think they did listen to the
went to an extreme. But I think – because I'm dealing with it now with some personal stuff. Like, I just don't – I think people give old people the opportunity to talk to people any kind of they want, any kind of way they want because the past generation took it. Yeah, I just don't – I think respect is just something that you have to do. And it's not just Jalen. If it were just Jalen that was saying this, I would be like, all right, man, you need to tough it up. But – he's not the only player to have said that during this talk.
I see, and you and I are on different wavelengths on this one. We agree on a lot of stuff. We're going to disagree on this one because I do think that a major issue right now is like people want to just disassociate wisdom from people who are older. Like they have wisdom. They've been through this.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't that they're not stupid.
Fair,
right? And I don't really, yes, there maybe there's 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever the number is that don't like the way things are being done there. But you wouldn't run your business by just, oh, we had a heck of a year last year. Let me fire everybody because a couple of people, a minority is unhappy.
No, but I also don't listen to people who ran gyms in the 80s and get advice from them. I understand there's an entire.
You do? Yes, you do.
Eric, I listen to Eric. I lean on it. You're, I know this is the
no, I, no, no, I'm not talking about Eric. No, but I'm like, not. I'm talking about you listen to people who have been through and
yes,
gotten to where you want to get
to. But I also look at them. I look at if they're going back.
It was not on Eric.
Yeah, but I say, Eric ran gyms. And I mean, Eric's good. I listen to him. But there are some things that are different. There's some technology that's changed. There are better ways to do things. And I think that's the problem is that old people who are stuck in their ways don't listen to change and don't understand that there's a better way. Tom Coughlin understands that there's a better way, and I always revert back. Tom Coughlin is the Tom Coughlin of Jacksonville. That's the guy whose ceiling was every now and then the third round of the playoffs. The Tom Coughlin that won a Super Bowl was not the Tom Coughlin that was in Jacksonville. That was the guy who was resistance to change until violence met. The potential for violence met it. And a wisdom is not needing the potential for violence to happen for you to be willing to change.
No,
so that's what I'm saying. Like when people say they're not listening to wisdom – being old doesn't grant you the authority to be able to say whatever you want.
I'm going to listen 9 times out of 10 to an older person who's been successful, and Tom Coughlin fits that bill.
If they're doing what continued to got them to be successful.
No, that's all right. That's all right. I was going to say, I'm going to listen to him. Now, there's going to come a point where I have to realize what I can draw out of him and what I can't.
Right.
Right? I mean, that I think it's wise to do both. Like it's wise if somebody wants to pour into you that's already been through those to take it. It's also wise to go, okay, this is the part that I don't need to take the advice on.
Yeah, I mean, and I tell my sister that all the time. You know, take what you can get, mm-hmm. and whatever you don't feel like you can receive, weed it out, put it somewhere else.
And thank them for both.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. But again, I also think it's just how you greet me. And I think the one thing I'm always telling people is, like, if you had the opportunity and you were that good at your job, like, you're not going to, like, especially in a heated moment, wisdom, right?
Right.
Wisdom is the understanding that this just happened.
I couldn't agree with you more on where you're going.
Maybe I should wait till we get to Jacksonville, right. Let
sleep
things cool
it.
Over, and then talk to them.
Yep.
That's wisdom. That's, but what we imply happened, and the reason why we can imply it happened is because it's consistent with what we have been told happens with Tom Coughlin. From when he was here before with the older players who revere him, but at the same time talk bad about him, and to the players who are here now who don't revere him and just think he's a curmudgeon. Go rest, come back, handle it like an exec, because you're not a coach. Mm-hmm. Regardless of what you feel and what Jason Lockenforna has said, you are not a coach here. You are an exec.
You think DC's pointing
at
that?
Yeah, exactly.
I am the coach.
Execs.
Jason said.
Execs handle themselves in a different manner. Matter of fact, this is Shad Khan's team. Shad Khan could technically talk to whoever he wants to talk to, however he wants to, mm-hmm. whenever he wants to, but he understands chain of command. Like, we tell people to act like a professional. Now, TC.
I got you.
Act like a professional. You're an exec.
Couldn't agree with you more on that. This is, 955 on the text line says, bad look for Jags' ability to acquire, retain talent under this regime. Okay, fine. But then he goes on to say, bad deal because you get nothing in return this year. What do you want in return this year?
Yeah, there's nothing.
That's silly. Like, what do you? Says, no way you trade without getting a player this year plus the other picks that Dave Tom will fumble on. What do you mean, no way you trade? They didn't have a choice.
There's only one player that's on their team that I would take. But I know they're not giving that guy up.
Donald.
Yeah, Aaron Donald.
Yeah. Oh, man. Some of these may be my 8 o'clock. 510, no Super Bowl wins. One division title and an AFC championship game doesn't mean anything without a ring, just saying. Okay, I tell you what, 510. Go to just about any other city not named New England and say, hey, we're going to put a staff in place, and within the first 3 years, not even the first year, within the first 3 years, you're going to go to the conference championship game. Go run that study. I mean, why are you even watching? Never mind. 228. Ask the 94 49ers and 95 Cowboys how much a shutdown corner helped. Yeah, because that's all they had. They had, like, each one of those had four or five Hall of Famers on the team along with them.
Well, one of the guys, when we really look at his stats, he's not really. Might be one of the worst Hall of Fame quarterbacks ever.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
I did not tell a lie.
You did.
They have four or five. Both of those teams.
Cocaine.
Hall of Fame players. Emmitt. Defensive end. We can go back and look at the rosters, and they're littered with all pro and Hall of Fame players.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't just the corner. And by the way, if the shutdown corner meant a Super Bowl, then we'd already have one. Yeah, that sucks. Somebody just sent a picture of his tattoo, and he's got Jalen, a picture of Jalen and Duval underneath it.
That doesn't suck. It's him getting what he deserves. Why would you do that? It's foolish. Tattoos are of the devil anyway.
Fact. You're going to hell, sir.
Thou shalt not
covet. Says our producer with a neck tattoo.
Thou shalt not covet our thou shalt not covet our lockdown corner that's not in LA.
Oh dear. I'll get to these. We got to take a break. Don't
we do, but before that, I wanted to bring up a very important question. Maybe we could talk about it on the other side. Do you expect him to play on Sunday?
We don't have to wait. Yes.
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 He's going to be jumping around there. Where are they, in Atlanta?
He's going to give the pregame speech.
Oh, yeah. I also expect him to badmouth Jackson. I expect the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. That's coming. I can't wait. I'm here for that.
This is a good question because it's fair, right? I mean, we get it. Jalen.
All's fair in love and war.
Jalen hurt us. Jalen hurt us. But we do a lot of rooting for bad players. Like, we give a lot of love to people. We give, like, more grace to people who really actually hurt us, i.e. Taven. Like, we want Taven to be so good, but he's been so bad to us.
Oh, bro, you always pull for the underdog. You always pull
he's
for
the first round pick. He's not an underdog.
I don't care. He's their first round pick.
Gardner Mustache is
any
an underdog.
Any white player in the NFL as a non-quarterback, I'll say it as an underdog.
You going to argue with that?
No.
Offensive lineman?
No, there you go. Kickers, O-linemen,
I mean, they kind of got a marking on that one right there.
All right, we've got to try to get this thing back on track time-wise. We'll stay.
Only have one running back.
We'll stay. Yeah, that's true.
He's the best one.
We'll stay on this topic. I'll get to the 1010XL text line built by Lifetime Enclosures when we come back.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is The Sports Den, brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits, coming to you from the ThinMD Med Spa Studios. Stress can be a big factor in weight gain and as well as in the inability to perform. Judging by the text line, some of you are really stressed out about this Jalen deal. Maybe you just need to go to ThinMD, see Dr. Capasso and pop some pills or something. Help you out. ThinMDMedSpa.com. Get over there. When you go by there, make sure you tell them Sports Den sent you. Two locations. One in Jacks Beach, one in Mandarin. If you need to lose some weight, get by there. You can do it the right way. We tell you every night everything they can help. Just go by there. If something's wrong, go by there. If you're not feeling right, go by there. Four, six, three. Can Ramsey play zone with Rams or will he go rogue? Good point.
They'll probably go man.
That's fair, though. That's a fair question. The Rams struggling. Where do you see their first round pick falling in the draft? 9-5-4 after, 15?
Middle of the road, exactly. Yeah.
15, 16?
So every team that loses in the NFL misses the playoffs. And I really didn't think that was going to be the Rams this year until recently.
Yeah.
And now I'm almost positive about it.
They just look bad.
They do.
Yeah.
Tell you what, Jalen looks clean in this.
No. Man, bump Jalen.
Has he made any public statements?
Yeah, he's made it very clear that he's a Ram.
So what did he say?
No, he hadn't made any statements.
He's just out of pictures.
Okay.
Yeah.
For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace.
It's so funny that he does this.
Genesis 2:4.
A lot of football players do this that aren't named Tebow. Like, I
understand that, but I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure the Bible is very clear about being boastful and conceited.
Oh, and every football player is going to hell.
So I mean,
he doesn't. I'll never
judge someone for being a follower of Christ, yet, you know, not living as, you know, great a life as you would think Jesus did.
Oh, absolutely not. No, I'm not judging him. I just think it's funny how he just follows it right up with that. It's like, dude's dropping F-bombs and everything else, and bam, hit you with the
Bible. I just remember some of the best prayers that came from pregame. Came from the guys that I knew lived the most devilish life.
Fact.
Like, they needed their repentance.
Wow, my phone's really about to die. I'm about to lose Facebook Live.
Why don't you charge it?
How?
You can't charge it and be on the...
That covers up the charge thing.
Oh.
We'll deal with it at the break. Man, there's so many texts. I don't know. If the Jags do make front office changes, who would you like? I don't know. No
Cliff
idea.
Cliff Kingsbury. Next head coach.
I don't know. They don't pay me for that.
Tag.
Yes!
On that Cliff Kingsbury. Yes! On the Cliff Kingsbury style.
You suck in college? Come on down.
All you needed was a chance.
Oh, you're not a defensive or offensive-minded guy? Perfect. Well, what is Tag's thing? What's his side of the ball that he's supposed to be
offense.
What?
Yeah.
Imagine if they did Willie Taggart.
Some of these I just can't even. I can't even deal with some of these.
Is that good?
No, just golly.
Did somebody besmirch adult chicken wing establishments?
Everybody's just mad.
Why do people, she's hot. This elephant in the room.
Okay.
Jalen may have a side chick. Oh. 4-5, our president got that. It's a lot of people who have side pieces.
And you know what his? She's hot. Okay?
I need to Google it.
Like, leave it alone. Like, it did not affect this. Unless you're jealous that you don't have a side piece. Or you're judging him, which is fine mm-hmm. because he has a side, but he's not married. Like, so technically so it's not a side piece if you're not married. You're just playing the market. You're a free agent.
It's an entree.
We should know he's good at that. That's what he does right now. That's what he's doing right now.
It's pretty obvious that Jalen doesn't do the whole commitment thing.
Yeah, commitment's very difficult for him. If I was a 25-year-old rich person, multimillionaire, I probably wouldn't be very committed either.
And it's not like he's been doing anything with the side piece anyway. His back's been out.
That's part of the reason why his back might be out. Let that man be
and
great.
And by out, we mean 100% healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
That man's having...
He fell off the top bunk last night.
That man is having...
It's a callback, people.
Is having relations that only Southeast Orthopedic can help while getting paid sick leave. Don't get mad at him because he's doing what you got, what 95% of the people on that listen to our show would love to do with their sick leave.
Hold on, I can get mad at him.
I mean... You can actually do whatever you want to do.
I can't get mad. I'm not.
That is disrespectful.
I got this weird, like, feeling about Jalen. Like, I know he's a baller. I know that. And I liked Jalen. But why would I like somebody that don't like me? Why would I like somebody that says, no, I'm doing everything I can to get away from here?
Like, I didn't even know he knew you.
No, you know what I mean. I 9-6-2, perfect timing. I'm with you. He was a great player, but I'm over the drama. Bump him, hope best for him, but no longer have to hear the BS from him. That's exactly the way I feel right there, 9-6-2.
Oh, I'm the opposite. As a guy who works in radio in Jacksonville, I'm going to miss Jalen. No more random press conferences.
We still have Kelvin.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. He is better than ever right now.
Yeah, so I got a text today during the pre-show meeting for the afternoon show from Denny that says, dude, Telvin's losing it on Instagram. Don't tell the lunch bunch.
No, we're going to play that at some point tonight.
We
you
have
go
to figure
to
out
that?
How to do it. No, I don't have an
okay,
Instagram.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Oh, that's so funny. 328 just said Jalen side piece equals Deshaun Watson.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. That's not whatever the young lady I met was nice. But that is funny.
716. Are you more optimistic about the team now or before game one? Now knowing about progress of Minshew, Shark, Fournette, O-tackles.
What progress at O-tackles?
Bunch of future picks, but without Jalen. I don't know. I mean, I'm more.
We still look like we suck.
Yeah, we're still 2-4.
Suck. Now, one thing I will say is the last time Jalen made a big stink, it did bring the team together. So this could be the rallying point.
It did?
We played really good.
Oh.
But he played.
Yeah, he. Yeah.
He was there.
He was.
Oh, yeah, Denver. I'm thinking of that Thursday game. You're right.
Yeah. Text line, yell or something else. Something else, man.
So you think they're going to use this energy to take down the mean Bengals with an 0-5 record?
I mean, who they're in that defeated? Locker room? But let me ask, who
bad.
In that locker room had not already written off?
Yeah, everybody knew he wasn't going to be a Jag anymore.
And by the way,
this is week
Gardner, I know you're listening right now. Tomorrow night we'll do your press conference thing. Again, but let me just help you out. When asked if you want to cement your legendary status right now,
he won't do it.
When asked about Jalen tomorrow, just one word:
who?
That's it.
He's not going to do that. We've been through all of his pressers. He's too media trained already for that.
He's got it in him.
And
he has to have it in him.
I don't even think it's his place to do that. Honestly, I mean, he's a first-year quarterback in the league.
Bro, Jalen's first year, he was asking who about Steve Smith, a Hall of Famer.
And I think he's an ass. I'm not a Jalen fan.
You tell me.
Yeah, exactly. He was also crying on the sideline. Like, yeah, he's so emotional. I can't. I'm not into that.
He's the sassy savage.
Yes, he is.
And now, and he was a part of what we felt our culture and our energy is. And I mean, now we've got the old man with football, Calais, who says we don't know what this team is yet. Don't give up. But he doesn't want us to give up on him.
Who's the leaders of this group?
Leaders are the people that we're told are leaders.
Obviously, we don't know. Yeah, we don't know, but like
the people who, like, fans would think are leaders is Calais because they feel like Calais does everything that you want somebody to do.
You're going to tell me Calais isn't a leader?
No. I mean, I don't think he is.
Like, you think Jalen listening to Calais?
Jalen don't listen to anybody.
I don't think Calais is a locker room leader. I think he's too go with the flow, not confrontational for that. You know, you have to have a guy who's willing to get in your face. And be like, yo, this ain't right.
There's not one because it sure as heck ain't Miles. AJ?
He would lose you on the way to, like, getting in your face. AJ?
553 really just took the time out to text us and say, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Blake Bortles is trash.
Agreed.
Oh, dear.
But why do we still got to dump on the poor guy? He's been gone.
And now we got somebody texting us talking about the Bible, and in this he's saying you should at least try to live by it, and then he drops 3 F-bombs.
I think he's trying to show he's got to be showing the irony in his text.
The hypocrisy.
No, he was quoting DMX.
Oh, DMX has the best, like, on his first 3 albums, best prayers I've ever heard in my life. Like, if you ever go through a dark time.
This wasn't a prayer, bro.
No, but I'm just saying, like, DMX has an album full of debauchery, robbing, killing, sodomy, and a whole bunch of other different things. But then he ends it with the prayer.
He's like, so it's all better now.
I come to you hungry and tired. You give me food, you let me eat. I come to you weak, you give me sleep, and that's deep.
Hey, what's up?
God. I'm like, man, it's like you almost feel like you want to get saved.
Hey, Dom, actually, this is fair. Gardner is the hero we deserve, but not the hero Jacksonville needs right now. We need Yannick to drop a Jalen who? He's the only one they can get away with.
You want
to
know how the Jaguars can make this all right? But they're not going to do it either because they don't do it to the guys who do the right things. Sign Yannick. Tell Yannick, our deal's done.
Oh, I think that's coming.
We worked it out. But you know what? The fans who always want, why can't Jalen do the right thing? Because we have people who do the right thing, and they don't get rewarded.
Well, there's doing the right thing, and then there's not being a turd.
I agree.
I just, you can fall in that middle ground, and I'm okay.
One thing I'll say with this is that loudmouths get paid. If you're good. If you're not any good, it doesn't matter.
All right.
Yeah, because there's that loudmouth that just got covered by the Eagles.
Yeah, that was unfortunate.
There's plenty of loudmouths not getting paid out there. I'm sitting right here.
303 says, heard y'all mention Shad possibly going after All-Star front office. Just curious who that would be.
We were just being hypothetical about it.
I don't know.
Obviously, we want Lincoln Riley.
That's, you know what?
That would be sick, dude.
Go for him.
Yep.
He ain't coming here.
Nope.
He's looking at this like.
Pass. Hard pass.
He's got quarterbacks lined up for years at Oklahoma.
These guys can't keep their top players. I made transfer quarterbacks Heisman Trophy winners.
Tom and Dom again.
One to walk on.
Who can't even play in the NFL. All right. 8 o'clock. I feel like we've been doing it for an hour. 8 o'clock coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
8 o'clock brought to you by Loose Air Quality. You got crappy air. You need to get that dealt with before you get sick, and it costs you a ton of money. Crappy air meaning like mold issues, water damage investigations, fire investigations. What is a VOC investigation? I wonder what that is. Volatile organic compound testing. Huh. High compounds can cause blurry vision, nausea, dizziness, coughing, rashes, respiratory irritation, headaches, mental confusion, depression. Wait.
Sounds like a Pepto-Bismol commercial.
Sounds like they need to go to Telvin's.
You know, we've been said that.
Yes.
He might have mold. Florida Theater had mold because it's old. He was front row.
He was backstage.
Definitely. I've been backstage Florida Theater. That definitely has mold.
So household products that have VOCs, paint, hobby supplies, dry cleaned clothing, pesticides, cleansers and disinfectants. This says, safe out there.
It says chemicals higher than 500 NG per liter pose a health hazard to you and your family.
Keep the NGs down, people.
Yes. Yes.
I can't stress that enough.
Yes, you're right. You said, yeah. It can cause loss of consciousness. You're just walking around all of a sudden, just bam.
Is that what happened to Jeff Swain? He had mold in his helmet?
The paint from the helmet.
And then the guy knocked the paint off of his helmet.
He's like, I barely touched him. I don't even.
Say, that's what he just wrote to the NFL front office. I didn't knock him out.
He had VOCT,
not CTE.
It says, listen to this. These chemicals can be found in building materials used in home, cooking sources, gasoline and fuel, some air fresheners, carpeting, laser printers, paints, cleaning products, and many other sources. These chemicals can build up in homes during the winter and summer months, and in the summer months when the homes are closed due to air conditioning and heating. Whoa.
If your air freshener kills you.
It was time for you to go.
Oh, it was time for you to get a new air freshener.
Anyway, get to Luce Air Quality, LuceAirQuality.com. Environmental testing for your home or your business, 904-803-1014. I mean, my 8 o'clock is like my last 4 days. In the last 4 days, Gators lost.
Mm-hmm.
Jags lost.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals got swept.
Mm-hmm. Jags lost again.
Jags lost again today. Well, Jalen's gone. I'm not ready to say they lost, but they lost Jalen. A week ago, everything was so great.
It's all good just a week ago.
A week ago. Like, when was the Cardinals-Braves game? A week ago, right?
Less, probably.
It was Wednesday. Because, no, Cardinals-Nationals started on Friday.
Yeah, so it was less than a week ago.
Just a week ago,
Wednesday,
bro.
I believe. You guys had 10 runs in the first inning. Now, you're swept. You had four hits through the first two games.
Yep.
Baseball's crazy like that.
Yep. That's my 8 o'clock. Do we just stay on Telvin or?
Yeah, what's going on with Telvin? Because I tried to find it and it didn't.
Oh, crap. I'm using my phone. You went to his Instagram story?
Yeah, all I saw was pictures.
No, there was one this morning of him explaining to you what fear is.
Is that him talking?
Yes. Well, no, that's not
okay. That's Mariah Carey.
That's Mariah. Here you go. Yeah, he's in his Russell Wilson voice. Can
put it to the mic.
He does have a.
Yeah, you got to start that over and put it to the mic. Yeah.
I'm gonna let this ride real quick. This lets you know the mindset.
Fear only resides within self. Outside of self, there is no fear. No fear.
Is that a Bible verse?
The caption was, we're only scared of the reaction that others get.
What?
He's spending a lot of time trying to convince us that he's okay.
Hey,
you know
Seattle,
who does that?
We got a deal.
Go Hawks.
That sounds like him.
Go Hawks.
Yeah. That's what's coming back next. Now that Jalen's gone. Hey, Jacksonville. We got a deal.
Homecoming.
We need linebackers.
5-6-3, you're right. The Saints did win. But that was against the Jags. Like, thanks for trying to make me feel better. Yeah, by the way, we didn't even talk about this. I know y'all talked about it all today. But that was kind of Bush League of Jalen to like Cam Jordan's post.
Yes, it was.
That was about very Bush what? League.
About what?
Cam Jordan had a post of him doing the little
it
mustache
It wasn't a
thing.
Cam Jordan post,
NFL
but it was
post.
Just, yeah, some
it was
random.
Cam Jordan issue. Sacking Minshew
okay.
And doing the little mustache thing.
That's like funny. Thing.
And Jalen yesterday liked it.
Yeah, of course it's funny.
Yeah, but
when you're not on the same team.
I think y'all really take you guys.
No,
realize,
you stick up bro. For him about everything, bro. You gotta realize. Stop this.
No, but I'm just saying.
No
like,
teammate in no, any sport
these guys
does
don't
that.
Care. Like Jalen's now a Ram.
Okay, but
no, he
wasn't
just, a Ram then.
No, no, I got that part. What I'm saying is, you think Jalen's gonna go over there automatically because he's with LA and just defend all things Ramish?
He's been with the Jags his whole career.
I expect when he goes to the Rams, he won't be liking posts like if, that are like,
if
look
we play
Goff
the Chargers,
taking an L. Look
if we,
at silly Goff throwing
if,
picks
if
out
we
here.
If play
Jalen's
the Chargers
like, oh,
and Derwin James
like
gets a pick six and Derwin puts it up there, you know what he's going to probably
like
do?
It.
He's going to like it because that was his college teammate.
Cam
it's
Jordan not is not now. His college teammate.
Nobody, it's not,
James, you,
nobody
you
cares
cannot,
about
you
that.
You cannot believe this.
You're just sticking up for him.
I just don't care.
You cannot
don't
believe
it's
it.
It's not that you're, you know, if you didn't care, you would take our side on this because it's so silly.
No, because it's silly. It's the same reason guys after games
okay.
change jerseys.
All right, so here's what I'm going to do.
No, it's not.
Here's
those
what
are
I'm
their friends.
No, JJ, here's what I'm going to do.
I like the Brent Martino tweet. Am I going to get in trouble for that?
Was it a Martino tweet about something bad about the station?
Yeah, if it was a Brent Martino.
He was picking on
like,
Hicken.
He's dunking on like Frangie, and he's like, yeah.
Is that cool?
Okay, here's the deal. Sure here's what I'm gonna do.
Is that cool?
The next time somebody gets after James on Twitter, I'm going to go like all of them.
I would, too. Some of the things when people come at you, if they were funny, I'm going to like it. I want to defend you, but I'm going to at least click the heart.
Okay, but you can do that. But I also don't want to hear you, oh, I do this all for my boys and da-da-da-da, you know, that's why I'm here. It's like, dude, you're a liar, you're a hypocrite, you're a quitter.
Those are grown men. They're all doing it for a check.
He's a grown man who acts like a child.
No. I'm saying
he's liking this stuff just because.
When all of these guys say these are my brothers, on the NFL level, I know that they're all full of crap.
Yes, they are. Thank you.
Like, I know. I'm just telling you, like, it's not about the brotherhood like that. There is a brotherhood. That's why they call it the fraternity of the shield, like the NFL in the totality. But as far as that, most of those guys don't even really like each other. That's why when people keep asking.
You come into the league by yourself, you leave by yourself, straight up.
Fair enough. Like, you know what? If they really liked each other, when the guy gets cut, you know, oh, man, we all chip in. We're going to throw a party. You know what, dude?
I'm giving
it's
him my
a long
paycheck.
Time. That's a long time to go without some money. Here's a couple stacks. I'm going to give you some of my stuff like a real
that
brother
is
should.
All much different
hell
than simply
no.
not hitting like on an Instagram
But what
post.
I'm saying is it's a lot of – they give. You think that like Leonard Fournette is probably going to do going
Listen,
to do Instagram
I,
lives with him.
I understand that these guys aren't friends, and I'm not an idiot. But I also understand that you are working with someone – you are supposed to be as respectful as possible.
Yes.
That is way out of the line.
So let me ask
it's
you.
Common
okay, real
courtesy.
Talk.
It's
when,
not even about being
Minshew,
a football player. It's
Minshew
being
got
a
laid
human
out. When
being.
Minshew got laid out and commented under the post when the guy posted it, was that out of line?
That was about himself.
About himself.
But he got laid out. He got
Dude,
shot.
Dude, you are.
It was
know,
him.
Not,
no,
you're
I'm saying.
Reaching,
that's
bro.
Being self-deprecating. Not making fun of someone who 24 hours earlier was on your team.
While you were sitting on the
sideline. I know he's not
anymore. What I'm saying is, though, like.
But when you like that comment, well, you were officially
okay,
part
so,
of that team.
So the guy who he was picking on, the mustache guy, self-deprecates himself. So when you have a teammate that you know. I'm just asking. Like, I don't care. If you guys care about it, you know what? You know what? Let's go look at all of
care.
It.
It's not,
like,
you're
it's, you know what?
Like
you're right.
I'm offended
it's,
by
you're
this.
Right. Let's not double click, double tap that, Jalen.
I think it's blatant it's, disrespect.
Yeah, it's not a care thing. It's common courtesy.
Don't you double tap when your teammate gets sacked. Your teammate.
You shouldn't have to tell somebody that.
Your teammate can do it. You just can't do it.
James, you don't believe this for 1 second.
No, I'm saying.
For 1 second,
no, you just said.
Okay, so tell me this.
You just said he can't do it. I'm with you.
If a Florida State player on the team right now liked some tweet or whatever.
About Willie Tiger being fired.
Or about Willie or Blackman throwing a pick six or whatever. Anything that would be degrading to your program at the moment. If they liked that, wouldn't you be like, that's an a-hole move? Because it is.
Well, college is a little bit more of a brotherhood.
Oh, my God.
But no, you're right. You're right.
Okay, thank you.
Jalen is to be honest with you, though, I just like something that James Blackman's dad says every week. He practically trashes the coaches.
Does he? I need a follow-up.
Really? Every week.
I need that.
Wait a minute, hold on. Because this, cool, this is 8 o'clock, right? All right.
Yes.
So my 8 o'clock. I don't talk bad about parents because I like parents. But, like, this one kind of puts himself out there like that. What was something that James Blackman said? Was it on an interview, YouTube? When he said he had to watch videos to be a quarterback coach? I mean, not quarterback.
He's never had a trainer.
He's never had a trainer.
Right.
He had to learn by watching videos.
Right.
Okay. You go to his dad's Twitter profile. You know what his dad is?
Quarterback coach.
Quarterback coach. His dad is proclaiming about quarterback stuff and quarterback play. And even Tom Brady would look bad behind this offensive line because blah, blah, blah. And you need this. And if your son doesn't have time, and anybody who – like, he is really going hard about quarterback stuff. Where it's documented that your son said – he never had a quarterback coach.
I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something off there.
This is Walker, right, Denny?
Yeah.
Walker has become a Division I quarterback.
Right. On Scully.
Walker,
and he claims he just watched YouTube videos.
You know, I'm just out here winging it. You know, I'm just the best that ever did it. I wake up and I urinate excellence. And, you know, I just had to watch videos. I really wish somebody would have taken the time to come out and show me how it's read coverages and throw the ball. Then Walker's dad comes around and says, he's a world-class quarterback coach. Like, either he's a deadbeat dad who does not know who his son is, or somebody lying. I'm going to take the latter.
I am with you.
So, I mean, that's what I just think is – I thought that was hilarious.
716 keeps sending us this SB Nation thing. I read this. It says Jags only had themselves to blame for the Jalen Ramsey debacle, and it's this article about it, and it's the dumbest article I think I've ever read.
Okay.
It is literally, like, so littered with just, I don't even really feel like getting into it because everybody's like, well, you're picking up, you're trying to just kiss up to the Jags. No, I'm not. Like, it says things. It's talking about how Ramsey said he just wants to effing win in his press conference less than 24 hours after his report surfaced of his regrets. Dude, y'all stop. Y'all just stop. This ain't about winning for Ramsey. It's just... It says, it's clear Ramsey lost faith that the Jags are an organization capable of turning things around. If not for a shockingly strong start to the career of six-round rookie Gardner Minshew, the Jags very well may be a winless team right now. You're not going to point out that their starting quarterback got hurt the first game? You're just not even going to? And he says it's not hard to understand why Ramsey wanted out. You're not going to point that out? You're going to bring up the sixth round like that was their plan? Some of these. And they talk about them not extending people, and you know who they start naming?
Pause.
Like Calais Campbell. They signed him to a boatload of money.
He got an extension.
A.J. Boye, they named. Telvin, they extended.
That's a bad contract. They don't need to extend A.J.
I mean, this is what I'm saying. That's what this article is. It's just full of crap like that. Anyway. I may be in a little bit of a bad mood today.
J.J., you guys, what do you have against LeBron?
Oh my God! What a clown! He came out and said
The China thing.
He thinks Daryl Morey was miseducated about the tweet. It's like, dude,
I don't know. I don't even.
Wow!
I don't even want to get into that.
So tone deaf.
I know. I really don't want to get into that.
I mean, I understand it's for the cash, but just if you're not going to say anything about it to mess up your status with China, I understand that. Like, get the bag, but to like try to say that Daryl Morey was miseducated, like, dude.
You don't want to. You go read it on your own time on that one.
I mean, it's not. Doesn't take too much reading.
No, it doesn't. 536. Yes, that's terrible. That's awful. Is it bad for me to wish a Marcus Lattimore type injury on Ramsey? Yes, that's terrible. Jeez.
What happened to Marcus Lattimore?
Wasn't he the South Carolina running back whose knee exploded on live TV?
I mean, that was one of amongst the other injuries. Greg Reed literally broke his jaw.
I'd rather have Greg Reed's than.
I heard the echo. It made the Georgia Dome shake.
Broken jaw in football? What, he had a week?
Hell no.
Really?
It's like six to eight.
Really?
Like, if you
Marcus Lattimore was a lifetime.
No, I'm saying, like, he got another injury after he came off the broken jaw is when he messed his knee up.
Bro, nice, 864. When we were talking about Miles Jack being the leader, it says all anyone in the locker room would have to do if Miles tried to confront them is send a teammate in motion, and Miles would never be able to find them.
Candleman. Then all of a sudden, Miles Jack appears.
That should be a with Halloween a
lavender,
movie.
With a lavender scented candle.
All right.
What's that smell?
258 says Chark and Ramsey line up right now. Who do you have your money on?
Jalen Ramsey in the all pro cornerback.
Wait a minute. No. No, we need clarity. There's some things I might take Chark on. Like, what
a
are we
fight.
Talking about here?
I got DJ.
Oh, no doubt. Reach, right?
And just
well, we've seen him fight before. We saw AJ got the best of him. He didn't fight back, but
of who?
Jalen whispered, "Me and your girl gonna go purse shopping."
Unfortunately, we won't get that rematch.
AJ, you're talking Boye.
No,
AJ Boye can't do nothing besides reach and grab.
Yeah, we got a text earlier tonight that said, hey, is AJ Boye ready to take over the secondary? I was like, oh, that's a sad thought.
That's terrifying. In three weeks, when people figure out AJ, you're going to be like, God dang it, we only got these first round. Why did we get anything now? Diddy's going to be cussing Diddy out.
305 says, so what do you think the Jags should do with all the picks, Denny's, to sort out their problems?
Yeah, a lot of problems. Man.
Pick good
trade
players.
Back.
I mean, you know what? Honestly, though, if you've got two first rounders in the next, so you got four first rounders in the next 2 years,
right?
And let's just assume you don't need a quarterback. Okay, I want all four of them to be offensive linemen.
Oh dear,
no,
I do. Go get you the at least okay
secondary needs to be shored up.
At least two of them. I'm not so sure I don't do secondary like it through free agency.
You can get that in the second round.
But no, I mean, offensive lineman, man, like, that's the easiest way to be an average football team, which we have not been.
But
make them into a good team. Look at the Colts.
Yes, exactly.
Who are the first round? Like, where can we go, like, to go buy or cherry pick first round offensive linemen that don't bust?
Wisconsin, Notre Dame.
Yeah, like that. I would just say there's another. We have
the white schools.
We have a defensive lineman that's very long in the tooth and one that's special needs that we should probably shore up if we get an opportunity as well. If we could get the guy from Auburn.
Yeah.
I'm taking the guy from Auburn.
You ain't kidding.
The Ohio State kid's going to be top five pick. Auburn kid's probably a top five pick.
Here you go.
That ain't happening.
Here you go. Andrew Thomas.
We got a chance to be top five, bro.
Is the number one rated.
Oh, my God. That's going to be tough. Some of the teams out there.
Andrew Thomas is the number one rated offensive lineman.
Who's he play for?
Georgia. Here's the top five according to CBS Sports Mock.
Is that the school that lost to Muschamp?
Justin Herbert, Tua, Andrew Thomas, Jeff Okuda, the corner from Ohio State, Jerry Judy.
Get him.
And then they've got the Jags actually picking six.
Nice. Jerry Judy. Don't do what did last time Alabama had a really good wide receiver that we could have used for the first two seasons until he started sucking.
They got the Jags picking six, and they got them taking Chase Young.
Whoa, that would be nasty.
Well, if that was the case, that means they don't re-sign Ngakoue. I mean, then you got him and Josh Allen, though.
I don't think Ngakoue's – I think Ngakoue's going to pull a Jalen, too.
Bro. Cancel everything. The next pick is a guy, and I don't even have to tell you what position. Tristan Wirfs, Wirfs. I want him. I don't even know who he is.
Got to be a lineman.
Yes.
He's white.
From?
For sure.
From?
Germany.
No.
Wisconsin.
Close. Iowa.
Oh, that's
get
a good.
Him.
Yes.
They got
get
good
him.
Stock down there.
That's Paz. He's going to line the black guys up right.
No,
he's an offensive lineman.
Even better. Even better. Like, I know he's going to pull.
He's 6'5", 322.
Yep, I like that.
Okay.
Never seen him, but I love him.
I already know what he looks like.
Does he have underbeard?
For sure.
Because underbeard means a lot.
He's also sort of balding.
Joe Burrow going
but
10.
Not quite bald.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, that kid's a beast.
That many teams need quarterbacks?
Yeah, they got four quarterbacks going.
You're the quarterback expert. Have you watched any of Herbert play this year?
I love Herbert.
Okay, I was just about to. Oh, yeah, you went to one of their games.
Yeah.
Me and Seth.
C.D. Lamb's going 19.
Love that kid.
CTE?
I forgot about Henry Ruggs, too. Hmm. How about LaVisca Chenault Jr.?
Where's Felipe Franks going? Because I remember you telling me he was supposed to be up there.
That wasn't him. That was our guy who runs the station that said that.
FAU?
Philippe Leviticus is from FAU?
No, he's asking where Felipe's going to go.
Oh, that's funny. That went right over my head.
He's going to pitch for the Bo Sox.
Oh, yeah.
He's coming to lead.
Are we still in 8 o'clock? Oh, crap. All right. We're having too much fun on Jalen Ramsey trade night. We'll take a break, try to get caught back up.
Are we going
to
have an anniversary every year?
We should. October 15th.
I'll mark it down.
Yes. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
563 on the 1010XL text line, Bill the Lifetime Enclosure says he's got a saying. Instead of, what was it, suck for luck back in the day? Mm-hmm. Can for culture.
But we're going to, like, do this for 2 years?
Apparently so.
Then you might as well, then Doug should feel safe with his job.
Somebody just said, forget Jalen, when are the Jags going to change those plain uniforms? What? Okay.
Do you think that's why Jalen left?
Yeah, he wanted the mustard. He liked the mustard uniforms.
After they banned him after that Thursday game, he's like, what? No more? I'm gone.
That was saucy. That was dripping.
305 says,
ambassador would, drip.
305 says, I'd be interested in hearing what Jalen's weaknesses as a corner are. I don't know. He talks too much.
Zone?
Is that Mia?
If it's not Mia, we're not taking her.
Mia, we need you to call in real quick.
We need Mia and JJ to have a conversation.
What'd you say, JJ?
Some dude from Virginia wants to talk to us.
Is this the dude that his wife hates us?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
He's got a Jalen rap.
Oh, he's still on the phone with him. Let's see. Jalen is suspect. He might want to get those hands.
Here's the thing that the corners, I'm just going to put people on game. Typically, if you're on defense, it's because you can't catch. If you can catch, you know what you would be? Mm-hmm. Wide receiver. I think a lot of people didn't know that. It's free game by big game.
I don't understand what's going on in there, JJ. The world. I'm scrolling through the text line. If y'all are wondering what I'm doing, I'm trying to get. Man, y'all stop, man. 403 says wishing Jalen Ramsey a torn ACL.
Why?
Jeez.
So like when y'all left your job, like.
When you guys told your boss your back was so hurt that you couldn't come to work anymore.
Well, for whatever reason, you left your job. It doesn't matter. You left your team. You left people hanging that were relying on you. Do you think they wish that you got hit with a car when you drove, like you went to walk to
maybe some people you worked with.
I hope Nancy Kerrigan or Tanya Harding comes and slashes the back of your calf. I hope you're bending over to tie your shoe.
Why?
And somebody just splashes a whole bunch of water from the street off good mud water. I hope you trip over a recycling bin. Jeez. Like, I mean, God, you guys are pretty vindictive.
Why are you burying the lead here?
What's the lead?
Mia, call in.
Oh, Mia. Yeah, that's right. We're trying to hook JJ up. Is it time for break already?
Yeah. Just about. We got another couple minutes. I mean.
Mia listens to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just trying to figure out her situational status.
JJ's
single.
Wait a minute. Is she tweeting?
Wait a minute. JJ, don't you dare make us go to break. 641-1010?
Yes.
Yes.
And send.
The way he hit send.
Well, let's go to break hat. Now, so we got a whole segment.
All right, good call.
All right, yes,
good call.
To break.
Go to break. Me, O'Brien, coming up next.
You're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
Before we get to me, I appreciate the feedback on the 1010XL text line built by Lifetime Enclosures, such as 716 says, I hadn't caught your late show. Thought I'd try it out with Jalen news breaking. To be honest, it needs a lot of work, guys.
What's Uncle Dave's number?
Uncle Dave would never say that about a show I'm on because every day in the halls he tells me how we need to start a podcast together.
You and Uncle Dave?
Yeah.
That I'd listen.
I'd listen to that, man.
The only problem is I don't want to do it, so.
I'd listen.
It's definitely going to be offensive, and I would love it.
Miss Mia, what's going on?
Yo.
Hey, girl.
JJ, cut that.
Enjoying a lovely Tuesday night here in Jacksonville, Florida. I know Jalen Ramsey isn't, but I am. So, you know, what can we do?
All right, so listen, this is what we got to ask. We got to get to the chase. We're going to get with this. We're going to get a Jalen theme with this, too. Are you a free agent, or are you currently with the team that you're looking
to get traded
to?
Yeah, what are the terms of your contract?
That you're looking to get traded out of? And what are the terms? Because we may have a suitor.
Go on.
We're not talking about professionally, just
like you got to work for First Coast News because I don't like those other people. So I need you to be there. No, just joking. I love Chris.
I was gonna say
I love Ben.
I very much have a contract with First Coast News. I assumed you were calling in or having me call in regards to the Tristan Wirf comment you guys made earlier.
The Tristan?
No, not at all. Actually, no. We're actually.
I'm about to say Christian Mingle in a minute at first, but I don't know Tristan. No, what is your relationship status? This is what we're trying to figure out here.
Hey, this is how you know that it's 11:51 on a Tuesday night. Mm-hmm.
No, you are breaking news. You're a very important part of the sports community, so we need to know this.
Currently single.
Yeah. Me too, Mia.
That's what I'm talking about, JJ. Shoot or shoot.
This is what happens when this show goes 10 to 12, I guess. I missed the first 35 minutes of the show, so I don't know if I was mentioned earlier. But anyways, like I thought I was calling in for, yes, I think Tristan Wirf would be a tremendous pick.
Hey, bump that kid. Bump that kid.
Don't care about Tristan.
We don't care about
you
him.
You sent us the picture, the video. We thought he was white. Clearly he's Samoan or light-skinned. I'd rather have been Samoan than light-skinned.
It's actually funny you bring that up, James. Samoan is actually A.J. Epineza, who is the other projected first-round draftee out of Iowa. And he is, of course, a defensive end. He only played second and third down snaps last year because he's an underclassman. Kirk Ferentz wants
to be an underclassman.
But that dude, he's going to go top 10. I think Wirf does land somewhere between 10 and 20. So I do think he is a viable pick for the Jaguars as much as he's more.
Yeah, you really could have just said no. You're not interested.
This is good information though because I didn't know any of this.
Keep being very professional.
She does know everything about Iowa.
Yeah, she does.
That's her thing.
I was wondering why it's.
Yeah, it's just so we just happen to like really get into her wheelhouse, but we got our answer.
I assume you guys are talking. This Rams pick is probably going to be somewhere between 10 and 30. Why is people calling me in because the Jags team needs linemen. I will say this right now: there's two inside guards because of injuries or walk-on. So I don't think we're going to be drafting them, but you never know. But yeah, both tackles at Iowa.
Yeah, you're so awesome.
But that guy is good, the Espinoza guy.
He's a rare breed. If the Jags hadn't taken,
didn't Iowa have two first rounders last year too?
The tight ends.
Two tight ends in the top 15. Correct.
The Sins guy.
Tell you, I told everyone they were asking. If there's a player that you would trade Jalen Ramsey straight up for, I had a couple people when we were in Charlotte with the Jags 2 weeks ago saying, what do you think about Hockenson? There was a lot of talk of if the Jags wanted him originally, if they were to make a move and then flip him back to Jacksonville.
We got to cut it. I'm sorry, but we got to get you back on, though, to talk about Iowa, about the draft. So we'll holler at you.
We'll see y'all tomorrow night, 9 to 11.